so it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
Hey, Craig. All right, so let's officially start the show. And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio El Salvaje. And with me today is...
Just Heather, Yosemite! What do you do? It's not very often Jews get to have any sort of street cred, so I'm going to roll with this for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how much street cred I can give you. It's a podcast. It's not a rap battle.
But if it is, I've got my stage name.
But yeah, so we got Craig. So Craig will now be recording, and I'll be able to separate each of our recordings to alter the audio if need be. So yeah, okay, we're on our way. And it's weird because randomly I was like, let me look up how I can possibly record off of Discord, and looked up one thing and it wasn't. My second thing I looked up came across Craig, and I learn everything now through YouTube. That's basically, I find it, they tell me, I follow the link, and then I do it.
YouTube is great for things like that, tutorials and things around the house. Not the best place to get your medical news.
No, I don't go. I go to it for how to's, not how comes. You know, it's not why as much as how. Like, you know, like for instance, my kid couldn't find, he plays on my other phone, like Roblox or Minecraft. And I have my phone. I use a wireless Bluetooth. And I got the Bluetooth remote controller was so that way I could play like Fortnite on my phone when he's here, when he would have the TV. And then my older son came here and showed that you could actually do the same thing with Roblox and Minecraft, which is pretty much the only two games my kid plays. So here, take the other phone. I'll take anything off the phone that you should not even remotely have the chance of seeing or having access to. I'll keep just the things I need on there and your apps. And there you go. Give me back my TV.
So you had to move over like 63 images of your penis, basically.
Not on that phone.
That's the phone in the shoebox under the mattress.
That's the phone. Well, that's my old phone. So I think I had already taken my penis off of. I periodically, you have to purge your phone of penises. Until, especially if you don't have anybody to send the penis to, for the most part, I want to give a fresh penis when I do give the penis, just so I don't have to worry about the chance of that conversation of, you sent this to somebody, you took this picture for somebody else. Like sometimes if it's a really good picture, yeah, I did send it because look how my dick looked in this picture. Of course, I sent this to somebody else.
I actually I don't get dick pics a lot, like maybe once every 2 years. However, I got a super creative one a few days ago. Because I run a stupid group. I run a group with a bunch of friends, sort of an anything goes group. But it's like not nudity. But they sent me a bunch of memes they had made making fun of other members. But like there was a dick in every single one of them. And it like occurred to me finally, I'm like, whose dick is this? He's like, oh, it's mine. I like photoshopped it in. So now I'm not sure if he just was like, let me creatively send her a picture of my dick.
Well, here's the thing. You're a photographer, so...
It wasn't even good lighting. It was blown out. They needed to turn the light down a little lower.
You can't send a photographer a dick pic. It's not going to have the same... There's certain people you can't send a dick pic to because it's not going to have the reaction that you think. You send a photographer a dick pic, the lighting's all wrong. You send an artist a dick pic. I'm a dude and I don't want your dick pic. So, and I've gotten dick, here's the thing. I've gotten dick pics. If you go check out one of my Instagram pages, S_I_presents, my oldest is the page started with me doing drawings, and I do a lot of drawings of nude women and Instagram models. So basically nude women. And for whatever reason, and I never put my picture up there, like what my channel is now more reflects to the podcast and streaming and everything. But what my channel was before was just my drawings.
I remember. So
even my avatar was of a drawing of a female, a woman. And I would just sometimes randomly just get a dick pic from like India or the Middle East or somewhere.
It's a lot of my friend requests come from India.
Yeah.
With that being said, too, because I have a lot of photography experience, I'm super critical of like people's selfies, and I can see when they're edited like right away. It's like ruined it for me. For that reason, I try not to edit mine because I like scrutinize everyone else's so much that I'm afraid they're going to be doing the same back to me. It's different for women, though. We get away with a lot more shit like that.
Yeah.
Y'all don't care if we freaking.
Here's the thing. It's not even just about editing, because you guys got cut out. You guys were trained before the invention of phones, the proper ways to stand and pose and angle certain aspects of your body.
Dude, I have no ass, but I know how to stand to make it look like I do.
And that's just an unfair, like, we never got that. Like, one day, hey, cut it out or you're going in your crate. Like, dude. And he's gonna go in the crate. I know he is. I give him like 2-3 tries, and he always never. It's never. All right, I won't. You got me. I'm gonna listen. It's gonna be like, I'm gonna do it again. What you gonna do? Oh fuck! You put me in the crate. What was I saying, boy? You don't shit. You're going in your crate. Hold on.
Cannot go up there.
Okay, where were we? Oh yeah, photographers getting dick pics. You women know how to properly angle your bodies and stuff, and you learned all this before selfies were truly a thing. I'm not saying it's not fair. Whatever.
You don't have that like luxury though. How are you gonna stand and make like what, your dick look bigger?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't have. Well, it's not just, you know,
or whatever. Well, I don't know. We don't care if you have a fat ass, I guess.
So. Here's the thing. What is it that you? I mean, I guess as a female, so what is it like? We look at women. I'm like, legs. Fucking ass, shoulders, collarbone, breasts, obviously. Like most of the female body, pretty much, is from just take most of it and bam, and like damn, that's sexy. What is it about guy? I don't, because right, even
I look at hands, and if they have calluses, that means he has a job. So that just goes to show you the difference between men and women.
Yeah, that's not the same. That's not what.
Because I want to make sure you have a paycheck coming in every week.
I'm not looking like even with like, damn, she moisturizes. I don't even go that deep, but it's not like, you know.
I want you to look like you shower. I don't know. The bar is set super low these days. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like super good looking dudes. I always like quirky looking men. You know what I mean? So like, I feel like, I don't know.
Well, okay. Yeah. So in all honesty, you were, I don't know. Here's the thing. We've been in quarantine, air quotes, coronavirus has been going on, and we're getting damn close to the, you know, it being a year. We're almost around to that other side of quarantine now. And so I can't even make real generalizations anymore. Like, I want to make the generalization, like, she's not like most women who only, I don't know, who knows anymore? Who knows what most, you know what I mean? Like,
we're starting to see the worst of everybody, I think.
Yeah, how I can't accurately say that you are acting more or less like the average female does when it comes to picking or choosing men, because we're in a post, or currently in almost a post 2020 world, and like,
have you played the new Cars yet?
I only a little bit. I just put out a video. You can check it out on the YouTube channel. The Bad New Bears. Or go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you'll get to see all the content there, including the recent video I did, Fortnite video. We have Fortnite video put up. What's the other one? A Rogue Company, a Rogue Noobs. So I've separated the videos. There's the Rogue Noobs. We play Rogue Company there. The Noob Knights. We play Fortnite. There's Call of Noobs. We play Call of Duty. And when it'll be, you know, not necessarily a team, all of us together or more than one, it'll be on a different one of those, maybe not one of those, it'll be Noob Solo. So.
What are your thoughts on what you've played so far?
Oh, actually, it's, I hadn't played in a while. And when I played, I was actually kind of like, all right, this is actually kind of fun again. Like.
I'm gonna add an 8 out of 10.
To me, having that one thing in there made me want, like, it still makes me want to play it. Like, I've been playing other games and doing other stuff and getting other content.
No. I have one more running around. I can't create her though, fortunately.
Yeah. Well, here's the hard part about Fortnite as a streamer. Even as much as I like it, and even with me having creator code Savage Voice, make sure you put in creator code Savage Voice when getting anything from the Epic Game Store, especially especially if you're going to be getting Fortnite stuff, V-Bucks and what have you. But as a streamer, it doesn't really give you, it's saturated. So I'm of two minds. One, stream whatever you want to stream. You have to be comfortable. You want to have fun. You know, I also don't believe there's only one way to do something. That being said, howbeever, discoverability, that's not what you do it for. Like, the reason why I like streaming it or doing it per se, streaming it just because, well, fuck, I suck at it and I'm trying to learn, and at my age, I should not be as good as I am. But mainly because when I play with friends, we talk about stupid shit. So that's like, the content isn't the Fortnite. The content is the stupid shit we can talk about while Deadpool over there is breaking down a tree and Captain America is still in a car.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I think I'm liking what I saw. I'll slowly have to get back into it, per se. But I'm like I said, I'm doing a lot of stuff where I'm trying to get content out and make new content. Like, for instance, which, here's the thing. As you know, I was supposed to be getting a digital drawing pad for my laptop and everything.
You said that, yes.
And it's not coming till tomorrow. So that is a shame. But one of the things I'm planning on doing, because I've done this on stream before where I've drawn, but I had to set up the camera to look at the paper and this and that. And, you know, I would do it for like channel points. So someone would come to the stream, and if they've been there long enough, they turn in their channel points and get a drawing of this, that, and X, Y. And I've been drawing for fucking 30 years, so I just got, like, tired of, just, like, I don't want to draw. You know, I don't want to draw. It's, yeah, I'm good at it. It's my thing. It's always been my thing. But I've literally been drawing for over 30 years. So I took a break. But finally I got it, or am getting it. And one of the things that I came up with is, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to draw on stream. I need some things to draw. Well, if I'm going to draw stuff, well, you know, I want to be able to use it for, like, shirts and stuff. Like, you know, I'm already making the shirts, and I kind of want to be able to use this to work towards that. And
it's like I have a pigeon in my lap.
Yeah. And one of the thoughts I had was, I'll draw that picture of Heather in the shirt, Bad New Bear shirt. And then I was like, that would actually be a cool t-shirt. Just put her on, you know, picture of her in the shirt. Sorry, Liam. I haven't decided if Liam will make it in or out of the drawing. It depends on the aesthetics of the shirt. And then I thought, well, actually, she takes, like, the reason why that's a good picture is because she's a fucking photographer. It's not by accident.
Yeah, my selfies are, like, petty as shit just because I'm a photographer. People are like, why are your selfies so good?
She's a photographer and a female, so it's, like, double it. So I was like, okay. I was like, wait a second. Well, how about this? How about we have the, we're going to come up with some shirts initially. I'm going to be looking into other things I can use it for. But we're going to call it the Just Heather Collection. Yes. Heather is getting her Just Heather Collection, where they will be basically based off of her photography.
And I have so much backlog stuff too.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a content game, and I know you have plenty. Like, how long have we known each other?
Oh God!
Before
I was pregnant.
Yes, exactly.
So, my oldest.
Not long before, literally, like, right before, but still, maybe a year or two before, I think.
Yeah, 13 years. Oh, it feels like a lifetime ago when I worked there. So,
yeah, that was a thing. Oh God. Okay, so let's get into enough with the early banter. Let's get into some of these topics that we have. So now I want to say let's end off light, but in all honesty. Yeah. The brain power for either or is about the same.
Yeah.
Between the main topic and then the what we're gonna introduce later on or right now or whatever. So let's talk about the elephant, the rhino, the TV camera.
Let me shuffle my papers and got my manuals.
Yeah.
And, my graphs. All right. I think I'm ready.
Yeah. So President Trump did an interview with, I think it was Axiom. I don't know if that's the guy or the channel, or whatever. But anyway, it was on HBO.
So it's a news channel or published online anyway. With Jonathan Swan was the reporter. He's an Australian reporter. He's worked a lot with Trump. He's done a lot of work in and around Trump. So they did know each other. They were very familiar with each other prior to this.
Yeah. Well, that's right here. A lot of what's going on is, which John Oliver said, I don't know who said this. I think it might have been Hassan. Hassan said it, actually, where he was like, they were playing the long game where they kiss his ass for now, and then they just waited. And like, yeah, no more softball shit. Here's like, come on, motherfucker. Now what?
I have probably watched that interview about 7 times since it's come out. because it blows my mind. But also Jonathan Swan's facial expressions the entire time are hysterical. I could watch it on mute just to watch his facial expressions, and I feel like I still would know what was being said.
It's just when it comes to, again, my thought process is there should not be a guarantee without a doubt in my mind that I can do a better job at being president than him. That should never be a thing with the president. It should never be, like, even with George W. Bush, at least it was like Dick Cheney in there. And I can't arguably say that I'd be a better president than Dick Cheney. Like,
have you shot a man in the face turkey hunting yet?
Like, well, here's the thing. I think that I would be a more honorable person than Dick Cheney, but I can't say that I would make better decisions overall. Like, he has the capability to make better decisions, you know, as the president. You know what I mean? He has he's got that inside where he could do that. With Donald Trump,
he has a whole group of people that eat out of his hand. Like, in theory, he could change things 100% if he wanted to, because there are people out there who will do anything he says.
Whereas Donald Trump, dude, why are you just so shitty? Why are you so shitty?
And it's funny, I do notice this. He does this a lot in interviews where somebody will ask him something about anything. It doesn't matter. He'll say, well, what about Hillary Clinton? What, you know, Obama did this and nobody's asking him. You're the fucking president now.
Yeah, well, in all honesty.
He talks to everybody and everything constantly. That entire interview was really just so he could take a shit on China. Like, at every turn, like, everything was about China. There wasn't a single thing. You could have asked him what he ate for breakfast. He would have been like, oh, you know, China there and China there.
Well, okay, here's the problem. I'm going to name off. I don't have to see any interview about anything anymore from Trump unless something new happens that he says or does. Here's basically the best. Here's Trump's greatest hits. We got fake news. We got fake news. We got the left. They're trying to crooked Hillary.
Radicalized.
Put Obama in front of you. The opposite of what that is. Period. It's just Obama this, opposite of that. Obama like this. He likes Coke. I like Pepsi. Whatever. That's it. He's smart. He's really smart. He's the smartest there is. The smartest there was. There's no smarter than him. He's the best. The very best. He's always the best. He was the very best. There's been no better. Bigly. Very bigly. Hugely bigly.
The best words, the best people, everything's the best.
I don't know the man. I never knew the man. He was a great man, very smart man. Didn't know him. Didn't know him, but I knew him very well. Not at all whatsoever.
I feel like I do shrooms whenever I listen to him talk. I feel like I'm high.
Well, here's the thing. I our last recording didn't go through because. And I don't know if it was that recording. I don't know if it was that recording I mentioned it to or if it was when I was talking to Mr. Roland, but I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I know sometimes shit gets repeated. So this is going to be one of those times. The problem with 2020. And there's actually a right-wing commercial that kind of illustrates this. I may have sent it to you or may have been one of the shows that I was watching. Actually, Hassan was watching it. So it's on one of his videos. So if you haven't come across it yet, you might come across it. But in the commercial, basically, a kid wakes up from a coma and he's with a right-wing family. And the difference between that and what I thought was, it's basically showing a right-wing family just yesing to everything Trump says, even though it goes against all their values. Whereas my thought process is, if somebody wakes up from a coma now that didn't experience any of 2020, and you have to choose between, and they have to choose between someone explaining what's going on with 2020 with a rational thought of what's fucking happening, or a right-wing Trump conspiracy, which will, this will lead into our next topic. Who's going to win first? Who's gonna make more sense? The person who goes, so what happened was, you missed a lot. We almost had a world war with Iran, thanks to Trump. I mean, he's the president, but other than that, I can't really say why thanks to him. But yeah, I think he shot somebody. He killed an Iranian general or something like that. So yeah.
Him personally, but the way he speaks, you would think.
Yeah, it was as far as he's concerned. Very bad man. Very bad man. He had to be taken off the map. Just had to be done. Which, here's the thing. I think that might have been his like first. You know, looking back on it and the 100 years that have passed since then, it's what it feels like. Looking back, but pay attention, person in a coma who's not in a coma, just came out of coma. That seems like that was the turn, obviously, because where we should begin our story. But I think that's where his whole power trip was like, I did that. I blew a man up. Look at the power of my fingertips. Like, I think things may have happened, but I think that might have been like the first real, like, because he talks shit to a lot of people, but that was like, as far as we know, the first big make it so number one, shoot him from the sky, he's dead now type scenario. You know what I mean?
It was early on in his pregnancy. Yeah, okay. In his presidency. Pregnant with bullshit.
Well, no, that was like this year. That was like that.
Like early on.
No, this was this year. This was like a few months ago this happened.
Oh, God.
Because before he talked a lot of shit, but nothing. All the Trump shit, as bad as it was just him doing what the fuck he wanted, and it sucked, and it fucked over the country. But it, at the same time, compared to 2020, was like simpler times. Oh, he's being an asshole. Ah, dun, dun, dun. Oh, Trump. What's up, bud? Go ahead, Jess Heather. What were you saying, Heather?
What was I saying? The interview was absolutely unhinged.
Oh wait! But first, we get back to the interview. Oh. We have to continue explaining to the person in a coma.
Explaining to the person in a coma. Okay.
Yeah, we're not. We're still at the first thing that happened. World War III. Okay, forget that. That's not really that important anymore. Then there was this virus called Corona, and everybody in the world got it. Okay, we don't know if everybody got it, but the whole world shut down because of this virus that came out of China, possibly because it got out of a laboratory, which they say it didn't, but it still may have, and gotten to one of the wet markets where something was sold from possibly the laboratory, or it was because of how they keep things in the wet markets. We don't know. Anyway, we didn't shut down quick enough, so eventually we did shut down, and we were shut down for altogether kind of half-ass, but still, was it 2-3 months?
Yeah, about 3 months.
About 2 months. And then people got tired of staying inside, not because it was over, but because they wanted to get their hair cut and stuff. So they, like, there was marches and like stuff where they had guns. They were white people, of course, guns in front of officers and everything, screaming about. And this is when we knew it was like screaming in the officers' faces. You know, that's kind of how the virus is spread, just for sake of facts. And then George Floyd died. And then, which basically everybody saw a cop murder somebody for the most part on TV. Like everybody saw, there's people there. They recorded it. Other cops were standing around them while it happened. And that's when all hell broke loose. there were riots. And then after the riot, here's the thing, riots started at the very beginning. There were riots. There are still some assholes mixed in with peaceful protesters that do stupid shit. But by and large, people who are peaceful protesting and all the black people kind of like, don't start that shit here. But yeah, so there's been protests where the president decided to use, first the police just kept beating protesters and gassing protesters and all of that. And then the president decided to bring in, well, first the National Guard to beat and gas protesters and the media, along with the cops. And then he brought in federal troops to pull people off the street in unmarked vans and throw them in there and drop them off somewhere, I guess, I hope, maybe, possibly. And the stipulation of they can get out, but they cannot be involved in any other protest. That's a thing. That's an actual thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they're being detained on marked cars and then told that they'll be let out on the stipulation legally that they can't be involved in any other type of protest. So, and then in between there, there were murder hornets. What else happened in between there? We had murder hornets. There was some other, all the toilet paper disappeared from the supermarkets. People didn't want to wear masks and still don't want to wear a mask and are having conniption fits for wearing a fucking mask. While all across the world, other countries are opening back up and for the most part have control. Like there are specific places where they can gather in a group where we just gather regardless that it's not good for us. And yeah. So that's the world now.
Christ. I'd be like, hold on, back up.
murder hornets, but they went away for now. Or, and I'm sure we've missed, there's some shit. Oh yeah, I forgot Kobe Bryant died.
Oh yeah.
what happened? Which also made me think that even Will Smith doesn't like 2020. 2020 even fucked over Will Smith. Will Smith
definitely does not like 2020. He is having the worst year of his life.
Or you're listening to the right-wing conspiracists who go, no, the whole president stuff, that's fake news. Yeah.
The
virus, that's fake. It's the libtards want you to think that. It's not a real thing, okay?
Antifa.
Yeah.
Thugs. We've got anarchists.
Just that. Those three things. Which is you going to believe? Which is easier to believe?
I believe Kobe Bryant died.
Well, okay. Where's the thing? No, but you woke up from a coma, and then you were given these two perspectives. The one that we just said with those three things and that whole backstory of what happened, which of those is more believable having been in a coma?
Probably the latter. I would believe anarchists and left-wing anti-fascist groups.
Yeah, but like, why the fuck? What are you? I just came out of a coma. Why are you fucking with me with all this stupid bullshit?
I'd be like, Will Smith and Jada. Oh my goodness, relax. not Will and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, that's
relationship goal.
Yeah, now we're in August, his favorite month. But speaking of how do you call them? Conspiracy theories.
Yes.
We're gonna try to do a thing where we have conspiracy theory of the week, and I think we're gonna try to keep it mostly to like the current political climate and world that we live in. Not like, you know, there's other conspiracy theories like the Gulf of Tonkin and all this other stuff that's usually here and Joe Rogan. We were talking about more of what's going on in the here and now. Like, COVID-19 is caused by 5G towers. You know, it's kind of a 2020 and on conspiracy theories, which may be connected to stuff before 2020, but we've been in the wasteland for feels like forever. So for the most part, they won't. So just Heather, what is our first conspiracy?
Okay. The reason I want to bring this up is because I made a joke, and maybe it was a tasteless joke, but I made a joke the day that the Beirut explosion happened. That it was going to somehow be tied to sex trafficking. And it's only been a scant 48 hours later. It has indeed been tied to Hillary Clinton and child sex trafficking. And if you don't mind me proceeding, I can give you the details as I have them.
Oh, please do.
Okay. So, as most people are aware right now, there was an explosion in Beirut, and it was in a
How you doing, everybody? I just want to thank you for listening to the Broke Blurred Pod. If you want to support the show, got an easy way you can do it. If you like video games, some of you know I'm a streamer on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/savagevoice. Well, what you can do, go to the Epic Games store online. Just put in Epic Games in Google, and whenever you check out, whatever game you're checking out, if you want to buy the new Animal Crossing, what have you, put in code SAVAGEVOICE. Costs you nothing extra, and, you know, helps out the show. Also, if you play Fortnite when buying or purchasing your skins, same thing. Put in code, create a code SAVAGEVOICE, and you can help your boy out. Now back to the show.
Area where a lot happened. I don't have much of an opinion investigation. I think this investigation could easily take months. There's been a lot of destruction and devastation. But this, there are posts that are linking the Beirut explosion to Hillary Clinton and a human trafficking operation that has been widely shared on Facebook. It is tied into Pizzagate and the QAnon conspiracy theories. And the reason is because a post was published on August 4th. That was the day of the explosion. It included a screenshot of footage from Al Jazeera. And in the very, very background was a rectangular object. Most think it is a evergreen shipping container. Why does that fucking matter?
Well, hold on. First, whoa. Okay. I may be able to answer this. I'm not 100% certain who QAnon is. Which I was going to ask you that question, but I may know why wintergreen matters. Here's why I think wintergreen matters. Okay, so
not evergreen,
which I still think it might still matter the same way. My memory is not sure, but it still it has the same thing.
You might accidentally start another conspiracy theory right now.
Well, here's the thing. There's this guy I heard of. I don't know him personally, called Slade Wilson. Okay. They call him the Deathstroke. All right.
Did you say the Deathstroke?
Yes, they call him the Deathstroke.
BDSM shit you're about to go into.
He does wear a mask. Okay. He only has one eye. Okay. It was a government experiment that they did to him. He lost his one eye. Anyway, his best friend and the guy who sets up a lot of his stuff for him is named Evergreen or Wintergreen. Okay. One of the two. So I'm just saying that might be the reason why. He killed a lot of people. I'm just saying. And if you want an idea of how bad he is, watch the Teen Titans show on the DC Universe season 2. It's kind of kick-ass. They did Slade Wilson really, really good because that's what all that's from. I didn't want to say anything partially because I wanted to see how many people would believe it. But we're still small, so I'll have plenty of time to pull pranks like that later.
Listen, you just started a whole world of shit.
Yeah, there's like 5 people that'll be like, what? Oh, okay. All right.
Wait a minute. I watched the Teen Titans on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, which Deathstroke has showed up in the first iteration of Teen Titans, Deathstroke showed up.
Okay.
The second iteration of Teen Titans Go, which is more funny. He occasionally they'll use a Deathstroke joke, but not so much.
Listen, and then Teen Titans Go is hysterical. It is one of my favorite goddamn like cartoons.
Yeah. Well, okay, no, but you would like Teen Titans, but this Teen Titans is a live action. Fuck Bruce Wayne. Fuck Batman. Like Robin, Dick Grayson saying fuck Batman. Teen Titans. DC on their TV shows, they go there where the movies will not go there, which makes the TV shows across the board, for the most part. I never watched Gotham. It never had Batman in it. I'm not going to watch a show about Batman without Batman. That's just me. Anyway, arguably across the board, DC has better shows than they do movies. And in season two, we got Slade Wilson there. But we'll talk about DC another time. Let's get back to this conspiracy that there was a pizza and a gate in Beirut that somebody blew up.
So this somebody, I guess, noticed that there was what looked like a shipping container in the back. It was the same color as this evergreen marine biology shipping company. Well, Evergreen is allegedly the Secret Service code name for Hillary Clinton and her sex trafficking operation. It is also the name of a Chinese shipping company that's allegedly linked to sex trafficking. So the theory is that this Beirut explosion happened to cover up Hillary Clinton's sex trafficking truck. That's my favorite conspiracy theory of the week.
Okay, so I just have to point out a few problems with this conspiracy theory. It's to cover up the truck.
Is to cover up the truck?
Okay, so
well, no, the cover up was the explosion itself. What linked Hillary Clinton to it was this evergreen, and it's not even confirmed that that's what it was, by the way. It's just like a square. It looks like a shipping container. It was a port. What? Don't you remember the port in Newark?
No, I know ports. My ex.
I was like, yeah, you're gonna find shipping containers in the goddamn port.
Yeah, no, my ex-wife works with all that shit. But my point is, it was to cover up that thing that's been in the world every other day and second for possibly years around the world, being seen by people on a regular basis. But for some reason, someone saw it and said, uh-oh, no one else should be seeing this right now. So we're going to draw more attention. I can't even break that one apart because it's so stupid.
So that is...
But quick question. What is QAnon? Because I heard of it. I have a very, very minimal basic idea of what QAnon is. Oh. But I really have no clue of exactly what it is.
You sweet naive child. So I will tell the short answer is QAnon is a far-right conspiracy theory group detailing a supposed secret plot by an alleged deep state against U.S. President Donald Trump and his supporters. Taken from the Wikipedia page, that is like the long and short of it. Oh my god, baby, you are annoying and loud.
But hold on. She was so priceless because the whole time while you're reading the definition of what QAnon is, she's going...
You can do that and that'll be their conspiracies. So I found out recently my ex-husband actually is a QAnon supporter.
No offense to you or your kids, but I'm not surprised from what I remember.
Yeah. So they have a lot of baseless theories, and a lot of them are unproven theories. However, the reason the conspiracy theories have legs is that if you were to say to somebody, well, here's a graph and some manuals showing that you're wrong, they'll say to you, well, that's what you want. They want you to think that. Exists. It exists to throw you off from the real thing happening.
And well, hold on, Heather.
What?
Heather. That's what they want you to think.
And, okay, wait. Are you saying to me that all the information in the world is fake and it's just a plant to believe whatever these rando idiots on Reddit say. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm saying that that's what they want you to think.
So they want me to think that all this information is false, to believe what they think, because that is what they want me to think.
It tracks, doesn't it?
It is a self-sustaining group of people, I guess, because you can't say anything to them. There's nothing you can say to them to say this is you're incorrect, or it's like the evidence of why you're incorrect. Because everything is just is media driven to lie to you, to lie to the people, like scientists and political analysts and I don't know, Dorothy that works down at the gas station. All the information they have is wrong because it has been planted there. So you believe it rather than believe that President Trump is basically like Jesus Christ riding in on a dinosaur to save anything. They believe that Trump is a plant to get rid of child sex trafficking. That is like one of their big ones.
Which I don't. Okay.
So like their whole thing is like he wasn't really friends with Jeffrey Epstein. All those photos you've ever seen of Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, those photos are real. But his intention was that he always knew that Jeffrey Epstein was fucking around with minors and part of this like much bigger sex ring. And he was there as a plant to stop it. Though why he didn't stop it, like,
well, hold on.
Happening. Who knows?
Hold on. And so, okay. So now here's where I get to play the race card and bring out the angry black man because so he knew that Jeffrey, this is why I could never, like, if anybody listened to this, maybe one, hey, you can believe whatever the fuck you want to believe, you're a fucking retard, but, so he knew Jeffrey Epstein was this person, sex trafficking ring.
Per the conspiracy,
and he went deep undercover.
Yes.
But for the Central Park Five, who were one accused, two found innocent many fucking years later, he put out a bounty on their head. This was long before he was president, just like Epstein, put a bounty on their head. And it was actually probably after he became non-friends with Epstein, put a bounty on their head for five young black teenagers who were accused of raping a woman in Central Park who they didn't. Like, long story short, they didn't. They said they didn't. They didn't. They went to jail for, was it 20 years or so?
Oh, I don't know.
10 to 20 years, somewhere in that frame, if not more. Because I was a kid when this shit happened. And Ed later found out, through DNA evidence, they were innocent. He has not once said sorry for it, but he's deep undercover with his Jeffrey Epstein thing. So, I mean, like, yeah, I can't, like, I have a very open mind, and I don't believe everything is the truth. Well, one, here's the thing. I don't believe anything Trump says. Every time he says something, believe the opposite. It's just, and that was before he was president. That was just like we grew up on the East Coast knowing Trump's full of shit. For better or worse, he's full of shit.
Larger than life, gaudy real estate mogul.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I don't have to, like, oh, whatever. He's Trump. Huh. Yeah. Great. It doesn't matter. Now he's running the country. Kind of matters now. Everything he says, believe the opposite, which. I don't know if it was that interview or another interview he did, which we should probably be worried, where he was like, you know, things will get worse before they get better. Not like the other thing, not like the first time before. So basically what you're saying is things are going to get worse than they were the first time. That's pretty much, you're pretty much, they're telling you stuff that you don't want us to know or you don't want to believe which for the most part is basically, we're going to be more fucked like we were the first time. Probably because we should close down and we won't close down. And then all that in between, it'll be worse than it was the first time. But I only know this because you're saying it's not going to be that, which means it's definitely going to be that. So, yeah. Yay.
The other thing, too, that QAnon does, that I do find is very interesting, but it also, I guess, has its fallbacks. They tend to present their theories in clues rather than direct statements, which is sort of innovative for conspiracy theory groups, I guess. So he really, like, Walter Kern, who is an author and has looked into a lot of them, states that they will present clues to their fan base or their followers, if you will, because they are very cult-like. And rather than give directives, it's you guys find the truth and we'll talk about it and we'll sort of create something from that. A lot of their stuff has been disproven, and
yes.
When asked about this, they have said that disinformation essentially is necessary. So they don't really have any.
But
there's no, like, what are you doing?
My kid comes in. He says, "You want to say you have to go. You have to do it in the other room because I'm podcasting," which he knows what it is. And instead of quietly walking back to his room or doing anything else, Bud, you got to stop. You got to take that to your room. He has his crocodile xylophone that with little colored things that he's had for years that he was used to prop up the phone before, but he hadn't. So instead of, I need you to be quiet because, you know, I'm doing a podcast, so I need you to keep going to the other room. I turn around and continued, and then he on the xylophone, ding, 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 like it's NBC or something, which is the opposite of what, you know, what I had asked. It was literally, he trumped it. He pulled a Trump. My kid pulled a Trump.
My daughter. So our house is older. It's got very creaky floorboards. It's all like wood floors. And she will stay in her room on her phone for hours. I won't hear a peep out of her. The second I put the baby to bed, she's stomping back and forth between her bedroom and the bathroom. Creaking loud as hell, dropping shit on the floor. And I hear like a cat meow and like run off. What the hell? You couldn't have done any of this? I haven't heard a peep out of you for hours the second I put the baby down. That's when it's like crashing and cymbals clapping and, you know, somebody on a bullhorn.
Oh, I remember those days. But I mean, here's, I don't know if it was previous people or the current tenants, because I haven't really heard it lately. But before, the people that lived upstairs, oh my fucking God, like, either they really didn't like us or they, like, have a balance problem where they can't step or without putting all of their weight on each step plus a little extra somehow, like why does it sound like that when you go anywhere? Is it just because it's on the second floor, or is gravity really hard on you?
Maybe it's the gravity in Illinois or Indiana. Where the hell do you live again?
I'm in Indiana. Yeah. Which, where did you think? You thought I was still in Seaside or something like that?
No, I said Illinois or Indiana. I knew you were somewhere in the Midwest.
No, but I'm saying like a couple weeks ago, we were talking, you were like, oh, I thought you were still in wherever the fuck you thought.
I thought you were still working for the gym is what I said.
Oh, yeah. Which is literally about more than 5 years. Because I worked at the gym before I ended back up in Northern Jersey, and then eventually worked at another gym, but was nowhere near as prestigious a role. I was just a front desk guy.
God, you annoying little thing.
But yeah, they're full of shit. I can't really.
Oh my God.
Your kid just did that freaking Iron Man repulsor ray thing. Have you seen that meme? We're like, no. Oh, I'm going to find it. And when I find it, you're going to laugh your ass off because
she's very excited because Liam came down the stairs.
Oh. I can tell.
So that is my conspiracy of the week. And I don't mean week as in 7 days. I mean W-E-A-K.
Yeah. It's hopefully we're going to run out of these. I have a bad feeling we're not.
Okay, can you go away? He's like, I finished my movie, and this one's blowing kisses now.
Okay, do we have anything else? Now that we've figured out this whole audio thing, we should be able to do this a lot quicker and a lot more often without our kids interfering as much. I don't know. We'll be able to.
I don't know. I'm by myself in the evening, so.
Yeah, we'll be able to be more strategic.
Control the tribe.
Here's the thing. We'll definitely do more. My only issue is I have a fucked up sleep schedule where I don't go to sleep until like literally 7-8 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, because you'll message me while I'm like going to work at. And I'm like,
here's something to laugh at.
And I'm like, bro, I just woke up. Like, it's like, and you're like bouncing off the wall, high on Red Bull.
I don't buy Red Bull. The cans are too small. I get Rockstar.
Oh, no.
And I'm black, so I get the fruit punch version.
They don't make a grape. Is that wrong? Sorry.
They do, but they don't sell it at the Kroger by my house.
Yeah, do they really? Corey likes Java.
Monster in all honesty, I go through a bunch of different ones. Those are just kind of the ones I'm currently like. I like, they have a ginger ale monster that I like, but at the same time, it gives me like indigestion if I drink too much of it. So I try not to, because I will.
Yeah, I don't. Those kind of things make me poop. So. Right.
And that's for all you people listening to Jess Heather's sultry tones getting all hot.
Yeah,
and bothered.
When you become older, things make you poop more. It happens. Sometimes you don't poop enough. It's one of the two.
Yeah, my body is really kind of. It could be in better condition. And part of me wants to exercise. Another part of me is like, we could just be this from now on.
You know?
Huh?
Dad bods are in.
That's what they're saying, but. And here's the thing, I'll be honest with you. The reason why I'm not particular to the dad bod or having dad bod or having one have as least of a dad bod as possible is because I get a bit offended when I'm watching my porn and dude in the porn has a dad bod. Good for him. And I do. I mean,
he's like a contractor. Come on, you get this account.
Well, no, I don't watch that type of porn. I watch homemade porn.
Are you after guys?
Yeah, I don't want to see it when it's.
Is it, well, why?
Because it's real. It's real. It's actually happening. Versus, like, the woman could still be faking, but at the same time, you can see it on that one's face. In the amateur, when they're faking, when they're not into it, you can see it on the face. And
my
the professional,
when they like kick the cat away from them, and they're like, "Stop it!" You're like, "Oh yeah, this is for sure amateur porn."
When
or their cat starts knocking on the door, and why is it locked? And then like the doorknob starts jiggling. You're like, "We're having a conversation. Go away."
Whatever can add, like there was one of my favorite ones. It does have to go. One of my favorite ones, a woman, you need to go to the other room, bud, please. Go into the other room, please.
Yep. Because door stuck.
I'm trying to do a podcast. Yes. Trying to do a podcast right now. Yeah. You're not going to talk or make a noise. That's not the problem with. So anyway, in those cinematic renditions, you can tell it's just say, you know, it is. It's just the way it is. It's, you know, maybe they are, maybe they're not enjoying it. But with amateur, you know, it's 100% for the most part. You know, there's some of that amateur sneaks in there. It's not so amateur. But in other areas, it's just like, yeah, that's it's the actual what's happening. Even though technically it's always happening. There's no way to fake it. Like, it's always, I mean, there is, but you know what I'm saying? You're always still, they're still doing it per se, but you know,
it gives hope to the average man is what you're saying somehow.
Oh no. I'm not even going that far. I just think it's just more realistic. I like to see the actual, you know, I like in real life, I don't like when women fake it. I want the real thing. So I'd rather experience the real thing as much as possible. And you're probably going to get that more in that scenario than you will in a professional movie. Because they're literally incentivized to put on a performance. Versus, they might not even necessarily want the camera there fully, 100%. Sometimes they do.
Huh? I would hope they were consenting to a camera being there.
Well, usually you can tell when they are. It's just a matter of sometimes you can just tell. It's just like it gets a little bit more uncomfortable where you're like, well, first off, one, if you're not going to show your face and you're not at least going to put on one of those stupid fetish masks, it doesn't really do it for me. I need to see a face. I need the sounds. I need the face. I don't need to see a dude's balls and his crack of his ass. Why that shot apparently is such a great shot, I don't know. I don't know what makes that. I don't know who decided this is the view I really want. This is how you know it's actually happening.
Oh my gosh.
Is this right. Scene right here. Where I'm like, I didn't need that scene to know it was happening. There are plenty of other scenes that are way more visually appealing than that particular scene. Why are you showing me that scene? No one likes that scene. I don't know anybody that likes that scene.
Someone do not like that scene.
Huh?
I do not like that scene.
It's never beneficial to anyone. Because here's the thing.
Oh my god!
Even if the female is in a relatively good position in that position, as soon as you add the guy there, it ruins all of that goodness.
That ruin everything. Agreed.
Just because that view is not, there's like, you have to have like the best glutes possible in order to be in that position, in order for it to like come and like waxed like to death. Like waxed all like down to like not, yeah. And like you gotta have the youngest balls possible. not the youngest balls, but you know what I mean. Legally youngest.
Actually, do you know you can get plastic surgery to make your scrotal sac more youthful?
I
just found that out this week. Don't ask me where I was on the internet. You fall into like these black holes on the internet. You're like reading this and it leads to this and it leads to this and it leads to this.
Nah, I try to avoid those.
Okay, well, whatever.
I fall into other. I do it sometimes when it comes to YouTube, but it's used YouTube as an algorithm, so it's usually the same bullshit. But
long story short, this week I learned that you can get plastic surgery on your balls to make them useful.
Yeah, I knew that. I have no intent of ever doing anything like that because, yeah.
Listen, I know we're always trying to big up women, but we should big up older men's balls. Men, don't be ashamed of your balls if they're dangling and hitting the back of your knees. That's just life, baby. That's what happens. That's what aging is. Age naturally, age gracefully. Trust me, there's going to be some freak out there that likes it. It's 2020, we need ass now. You'll be fine.
Here's the thing. That is probably the thing that'll get me to work out more, just so that I can get more muscle to stretch out my skin. Well, here's the thing. The muscles are gonna take up the skin, so there won't be as much left at the balls.
What are you gonna? You gonna lift weight with your taint? Like, what are you?
No. I'm not gonna lift anything because that'll stretch them out more. I'm just saying. My skin in general. My skin in general, as a whole.
I look forward to when you start streaming your workouts, though.
Yeah, no. I thought about streaming workouts, but yeah, it's here's the thing about streaming. Streaming is a mind fuck and a half because the majority of us people who are streamers who are trying streaming are some of the most introverted people you will ever meet. And just to push that start button is one of the hardest things to do. You get used to it and you have your good days or good weeks, but almost every single time it's like, should I go on? Should I go on? Should I go on? Should I go on? Okay, I'm live. And you have to get through it, and you have to get through it, whether it be nobody there, which sometimes can be better than not, because sometimes there'll be like 100 people there randomly, and you're like, oh shit, what do I do? Or 800 people, holy fucking shit, what do I do? Keep it together. Kind of like the girl in the porno movie who keeps looking at the camera. Don't look at the camera. It's that same in the moment type of thing. So yeah, it's I can't remember what my reason for bringing that up was, but shit be hard. All right, anything else we have to talk about?
Nope, I am actually ready to wrap up because this baby's annoying me.
Not a problem. All right, I thank you guys for showing up. You actually can check out other episodes of the podcast as well as other content on YouTube. I got the Bad New Bears content up there. Got a lot of different stuff up there at streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You can also get some merch to help the store. That's actually where you're going to be able to find the Jess Heather collection once it gets off and running. So be on the lookout for that. But we have an infrastructure where I'm actually sitting here at my desk. I have a mic in front of me. I got earphones on. I have Craig. What's top of the morning? Top flight security, Craig. I got Craig recording the podcast. And since Craig is recording the podcast, I will be able to upload this podcast. So, yeah. So, for the Broke Blurred Pod, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today has been...
Just Heather, your Samite.
In the background, my son, Colty, because he does that. Colty! So you guys have been awesome. Thank you, everybody. Remember, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? And that is where we're going to end. I have to edit it out.
Bye.
Bye.